SK Telecom announces 2Q 2021 earnings results. The company posts revenue of 4.818 trillion South Korean won, operating income of 396.6 billion South Korean won, and net income of 795.7 billion South Korean won. The combined total revenue of new ICT businesses increased by 10.1% YoY, sustaining strong growth for 5 consecutive quarters since 2Q 2020. The company paid out quarterly dividends for the first time and set forth guidelines that link dividend payment to its business performance. Through investment in semiconductor, platform and innovative future technology, the new company, post-spinoff, aims to become a company with net asset value of 75 trillion South Korean won. SK Telecom, NYSE, SKM, hereinafter referred to as SKT, today announced its earnings for the second quarter of 2021 on AKIFRS consolidated basis, revenue of 4.818 trillion South Korean won, operating income of 396.6 billion South Korean won, and net income of 795.7 billion South Korean won. Compared to the same period last year, SKT's consolidated revenue and operating income increased by 4.7% and 10.8%, respectively, backed by the growth of MNO and new ICT businesses. The combined total revenue of SKT's new ICT businesses has increased by 10.1% year-on-year, YoY, to 1.578 trillion South Korean won, sustaining a two-digit YoY growth rate for 5 consecutive quarters since the second quarter of last year. The MNO business posted revenue of 3.022 trillion South Korean won, up 2.7% YoY, thanks to factors including the growth of 5G subscribers. Net income grew by 84.0% YoY affected by factors including increased equity method gains from SK Hynix. Continued growth of new ICT businesses. 5 straight quarters of growth marked by new ICT businesses, iMedia, Converge Security and Commerce, shows that they have entered into a stable growth path. During this period, the combined total revenue of new ICT businesses took up 31-32% of SKT's total revenue. New ICT revenue growth rates were 13.4% for 2Q 2020, 18.9% for 3Q 2020, 21.2% for 4Q 2020, 16.7% for 1Q 2021, and 10.1% for 2Q 2021. The media business continued to grow as its revenue increased by 8.7% to 997.1 billion South Korean won and operating income grew by 4.9% to 64.2 billion South Korean won. SK Broadband achieved the highest net additions of IPTV subscribers in the market in the first half of this year and expanded its pay TV subscriber base to 8.81 million as of the end of the second quarter. Media S. SK Broadband subsidiary that operates entertainment channels, is rapidly increasing its presence in the market since it began broadcasting in April 2021 by providing differentiated contents through partnerships with Korea's leading production companies and content providers. Having established a content planning studio named Studio Wave in May 2021, Wave is focusing on investment and production of original content. Wave continues to strengthen its content competitiveness by signing an exclusive content distribution agreement with HBO. The Converge Security, Safety and Care business posted revenue of 369.8 billion South Korean won, increasing by 14.5% YoY thanks to solid growth of unmanned security and information security, as well as strong performance of new businesses. Its operating income decreased by 3.1% YoY to 28.6 billion South Korean won due to increased spending on new businesses. ADT CAP signed an agreement on strategic business cooperation for cloud security with Amazon Web Services to accelerate its pace to become a specialized cloud security company and is expanding its new businesses by launching AI-based home security products, mobile security solutions and total care solution for unmanned stores. ADT CAPS ranked number 1 for managed security service in the Korean Standard Service Quality Index, KSSQI, in 2021 and is making full-fledged preparations for an IPO after selecting IPO underwriters in the second quarter. The commerce business reported revenue of 211 billion South Korean won, up 9.6% YoY, backed by the growth of the e-commerce market and its efforts to differentiate delivery service. 11ST began offering express delivery service in collaboration with Korea Post and SLX Logistics. It is also getting ready to open the 11th Amazon Global Store. SK Stoa maintained a high growth trend in the second quarter by expanding partner mobile channels. TMAP Mobility expanded its smart mobility business into the goods delivery sector with the acquisition of YLP Incorporated, a middle-mile delivery solution provider, and plans to achieve growth by providing differentiated services and cooperating with diverse partners. Achieving gross merchandise value, GMV, growth for 12 consecutive quarters, one store attracted investments from Microsoft and Deutsche Telekom capital partners, thereby raising expectations for corporate value enhancement. It is also increasing investment in content through measures including the acquisition of Rock Media, Korea's largest genre content publisher. Strengthen 5G leadership with 7.7 million 5G subscribers and new metaverse service IFLAND. As of the end of June, the number of SKT's 5G subscribers reached 7.7 million, adding 960,000 subscribers from the previous quarter. The MNO business posted revenue of 3.022 trillion South Korean won, up 2.7% YoY, and operating income of 328.4 billion South Korean won, up 21.7% YoY, affected by factors including 5G subscriber growth, customer-oriented products and cost stabilization. Moreover, SKT is planning a capital expenditure, CapEx, that is similar to that of last year to further improve its fixed and wireless telecommunication infrastructure and secure nationwide 5G service coverage in an earlier manner. SKT and SK Broadband spent 849.2 billion South Korean won in CapEx in the second quarter, representing 285.3% quarter-on-quarter, KIC, growth. SKT launched a new metaverse platform named IFLAND in July 2021 to lead popularization of metaverse services. The company plans to strengthen social community features to boost the adoption of IFLAND and combine a wide variety of services like sports, commerce and entertainment to further enrich user experience. SKT also plans to introduce attractive subscription products by bundling diverse, highly sought after services. Moving closer to horizontal spin-off while making more efforts to increase shareholder value. Since making the horizontal spin-off official through the board's approval in June 2021, SKT is taking necessary steps to split the company into a surviving company based on telecommunications, AI and digital infrastructure and a new investment company specialized in semiconductor and ICT. The spin-off is expected to be finalized through the general shareholders meeting to be held on October 12, 2021. The surviving company SK Telecom plans to develop new growth drivers in the areas of subscription, metaverse and enterprise based on its core businesses including 5G and home media. The new company will be an investment company specialized in technology sectors. It aims to increase the current net asset value of 26 trillion South Korean won to 75 trillion South Korean won by 2025 through investments in semiconductor, platform and future technology. SKT newly adopted quarterly dividend policy as part of its efforts to strengthen shareholder-friendly management and set forth a mid-to-long-term guideline that links dividend payment to its business performance. The company paid out quarterly dividends, 2,500 South Korean won per share, for the first time in the second quarter. To increase transparency and predictability on the size of dividends, the company, surviving company, post-spin-off, will set aside 30-40% of the amount reached by deducting CapEx from EBITDA for dividends for the next 3 years starting this year. We will maximize shareholder and corporate value by constantly developing new growth drivers, while achieving sustained growth in new ICT and M&O, said Yoon Pyong Young, CFO of SKT. The spin-off will mark a new beginning for the two companies to achieve greater growth based on clear identity. We will do our best to complete the remaining process successfully and continue to improve the quality of our business. The conference call in regard to SK Telecom's 2Q 2021 earnings results can be heard via SK Telecom's webpage on Wednesday, August 11, from 16:30 Seoul time. Link, http://cast.imodium.com/webcasting/202107125951201/n